Hi, everyone. Welcome to Business Transition Summit podcast, where we deep dive into the stories and strategies of the renowned speakers that will be featured at this year's Business Transition Summit. We'll be investigating how you can become a part of the 17% of business owners who successfully navigate their path to a dream exit. So get ready to be inspired, informed, and equipped as we kick off this transformative journey. And be sure to attend the Business Transitions Summit for exponentially more information. It's time for you to prepare to join the 17% Club and make your dream exit a reality. I'm Tom Bronson, CEO and founder of Business Transition Summit, and I'm part of the 17% Club myself. In fact, I've exited 100 businesses. And I am so thrilled today to be joined by my good friend, Steve Conwell, who is the CEO and partner of Final Ascent. Hello, Steve. Welcome.
Hey, Tom. Good to see you again.
Great to see you. And I am so excited to have you a part of the team. Not only is Steve one of the folks that are going to be speaking at the event, he's also part of our advisory board, and it's just a great pleasure to work with him. We're excited to have you jump on the stage with us at Business Transition Summit. So, you know, you and I know each other pretty well, I'd say, but why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners, and then I'll ask you a little bit about your business.
Yeah, you bet. You know, you'd mentioned I'm the CEO and partner of Final Ascent, and we are what we like to say is an exit journey firm for the lower middle market. So what does that mean? The Final Ascent's a mountain climbing term. It's the last ascent to the summit. It's usually the most dangerous, and that's where we join business owners. So on the front end, getting them prepared for sale so that they're exit ready, they're market attractive, and ultimately can achieve the American dream and that 17% that you talk about, right? So we do all that type of work, exit strategy, planning, succession, growth advisory, consulting, and then our merger and acquisition team, when they reach the summit, goes through and takes them through the selling journey so that they can sell their business ultimately for maximum value. So it's a lot of fun. And I mean, as you know, I'm the president and original founder of the Dallas chapter of the Exit Planning Exchange. And we work with all the different professions that help businesses get ready for sale, go through a sale, and then post-exit and the journey and life after. So it's a lot of fun, and I appreciate you having me on, Tom.
Yeah, that by the way, is an awesome organization, very vibrant organization and a vibrant community here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So for any listeners who serve business owners and are in the mergers and acquisition ecosystem, you should definitely reach out to Steve because he is the font of all knowledge about XPX. So you've told us a little bit about Final Ascent and what it does. And I know that business owners may or may not realize why that's important. So what is your real mission and why is it really important that business owners pay attention to what you're doing at Final Ascent?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Because as being part of that 17% club back in the day, with the company that we built, we were super excited and we sold it to the number 9 firm and we thought we did great, right? But I knew nothing about what I know now. And looking back on it, I said, oh my gosh, man, we left $3 or $4 million on the table and we didn't even realize we did. And at the time, I hadn't heard of any of this stuff, right? And so our mission is to really get in the minds and thoughts of business owners and help educate them to understand that while you have all these entrepreneurial hats on that you wear, you probably haven't thought like a seller, and you definitely haven't looked at your business the way buyers look at it. Because the absolute worst thing, and I know you get these calls because we work on middle market companies, 2 years ago, they were worth this, and then they step down and step down. They want to go to the market and potentially are not sellable. And they're definitely not sellable for what they were looking for, right? And what they were worth a couple of years ago. And so that classic statement, what you don't know can't hurt you. In the world that we live in, it may not be 50 grand. It could be several million dollars that you've just lost. Or the really sad side of it is not even sellable at all. And so the 30 years of blood, sweat, and tears goes by the wayside because you can't get it through a transaction because you didn't know. And so that's what really, it bothers us and it tears at our heartstrings, right? Because you have to love the businesses that you work with. And so for us, it's getting that communication out there and doing our absolute level best to help, and having a huge strategic partner network to bring in talent, you know, like yourself and other folks that we work with, to say, hey, let's roll up our sleeves together. Let's go through this journey. Let's reach the summit and then achieve that American dream, inspire that new owner, that new generation of entrepreneur to take your company to the next level. And then ultimately, you've got that horizon to say, hey, maybe I want to retire. Maybe I want to travel. I want to take up my hobbies again, or I want to start another company or mentor folks. So that's the reason why we do what we do. And it means a lot to us to just do whatever we can to get out there in the marketplace to help these owners, because they don't know. They literally don't know, especially if they've never been down this journey before, as you're well aware.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, having done 100 transactions myself, like you, boy, I learned, you know, as my dad would have said, I have a master's degree from the School of Hard Knocks, right? Mm-hmm. And like you, it really bothers me, because no business has to end tragically like that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it breaks my heart every time I see a business closing its doors. You know, what was the news a couple of weeks ago? One of the 75-year-old Kelly Moore Paints closed because the business had become so bad that nobody would buy it. Don't let your story end like that. So why are you, everybody who participates in the Business Transition Summit, we know are all passionate about helping business owners. What is the fuel of your passion?
You know, it's funny. I've always lived by this mantra. We actually have like an annual, we call it the Hobbs Award, and it's helping others be successful. I just kind of tend to believe that servant leadership concept of helping other people, elevate them, help them grow their companies, personally develop themselves, that kind of motivating factor to get them to the next level means a lot. And so I've kind of lived my life that long. You know, I tend to believe that if you help enough other people, things pan out, right? And they work out. So that's kind of what drives me. Obviously, I'm Christian, and you know, Bible study stuff that I talk about. But at the end of the day, that is what fuels me the most, is helping other people.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Yeah, by the way, you know my beliefs as well. And so that's my final ascent, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So actually, you can have a deeper meeting, which is awesome. Now, your session is on, it's one of the great sessions that we offer each year. And that's basically things you need to be doing to get your business ready to exit. You know, how do you prepare your business to exit? I love that. It's going to be a great panel discussion with some good folks. But in your experience, what are the kind of things that people will learn in that session? And maybe what are some of the universal challenges that business owners face when it comes to preparing their business for transition?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, this is why we have the session, because they're largely industry agnostic. And even when you get to a certain size, whether you are like a Main Street business or you're a $100 million company, largely we have a lot of consistency. Not granted, if you're a $100 million company and you got 250 employees, you got a lot of horsepower, right? But often what we see with businesses is there's still this owner dependency that sits in there, right? The business, the owner themselves is not free from the company. And because of that, buyers are looking, going, okay, well, the business is you. It's not the business. And so if you're going to sell this, and maybe the owner has a divorce situation, or kids are sick, or they're sick themselves, or they have to transition, this could be a problem, because the buyer is looking at this and going, the only way this will work is if I have this guy stay with me for 3 to 5 years, right? After the sale. So this owner dependency is what we call like a value sucker. It can just significantly decrease the value of the business in the eyes of the buyer. We see this universally on most accounts we work with. It's very rare that we look at the accounting and it's on point. We largely are coming in, having to do cleanup, get them from like a cash basis to a accrual basis. Most of the times they haven't done an audit. So we're just not comfortable with the data. And we always state that, look, your financial statements are like your resume. If you were going to a job and you were the perfect fit for that job, but that resume had typos and grammatical errors, it just gets thrown in the wastebasket. And it's the same thing in the accounting side. This is your resume of your business. You're putting your best foot forward, and it's a mess. And so buyers go, okay, I'm looking at risk. You're kind of showing me the tip of the iceberg, right? I'm worried about all this stuff underneath that you're not telling me. And when you're presenting your best indicator of the historical performance of your company, and I just right off the bat looking at, let's say, a profit and loss statement and a balance sheet, go, there's something off here. Buyers will politely just walk away. Very difficult to do industry benchmarking, to do effective projections off of that. So those are some big things. There's obviously stuff like 60% of your revenue comes from one customer. So you as a business owner, oh, I'm so excited. We got the whale coming in. Buyers are looking at it and going, well, what if they go away? I can't go can half my employees and go truncate this thing fast enough. I'm going to look like the bad guy, right? Mm-hmm. The other smoking gun that we see is just cash flow, right? So you've got cash coming in. Well, how fast does it come in versus how quickly it goes out? And so is there an opportunity to have this positive cash flow engine? Can we have enough time to create it before they go to market? Because a buyer is going to look at that and go, okay, well, what I can't do is buy the company and go to all the suppliers and go, you need to give me 30 extra days on my terms to pay. And then go to all the customers and say, you need to pay me up front for everything. I mean, they're going to tell you to go take a hike, right? So all of this are just things that, you know, we explore and talk through to say, how do I get my business to be putting its best foot forward when I go to market so I can attract multiple buyers, let them compete for the company, and then ultimately have that shot. It's not only like the 17%, it's 17%. And can I sell my business for what it's truly worth? Can I maximize that value and get there? Because statistically, there's only like 5.6% of businesses roughly that ever get there and achieve that dream and that level of success through the process.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. So I think it's fair to say that people will come to your session, they're going to walk away with a checklist of these are the things that I need to start thinking about in my business. And I love that. I'm a checklist guy. I have checklists of my checklists.
You bet, right?
So, you know, there might be some folks listening to this podcast right now who are kind of on the fence about whether or not they should come to the Business Transition Summit. What would you say to them?
I would say that there are things in this world that you either never knew you never knew, or you thought you knew, but in reality, your perspective and the assumptions that you've made may not be quite as correct, right? And so if you look at the Business Transition Summit, there's so many ways to transition your business, right? There's so many ways to go down a path, like we like to coin, going up the mountain. The logic in your mind from where you're at, that final ascent, is to go right up the mountain. But a trusted guide that looks at it knows that you have to go around this way to get up there, because going straight up, it's highly likely you will die, right? And evidence of that, when you look at climbing Everest and K2 and all that, they leave the people that die on the mountain as a remembrance of this is what can happen. So if you think in terms of, I want to reach the summit, I want to look back several years later when I'm by the fire, I've got this beautiful lake house, I'm with my family, and I'm looking around and saying, you know, I not only did I achieve the American dream, I've created multi-generational wealth for myself, for my family, my employees that have gone with the sale. The company is bigger and larger and they're thriving, all of that. What you don't want to do is look back several years later. Business didn't sell. Your example of Kelly Moore Paints, it basically we had to fire sale it and shut it down. And my whole life has shifted. I know this all sounds dramatic, but for what we do for a living, we see this all the time. It's like it's too late. If we've got a time horizon, we can do X, we can try to get you there. But I can't tell you how important it is to just educate yourself. You don't need to be an expert, but to start to learn this kind of market that's going on around you all the time. buying, selling, merging. You see this from the big companies. You read it in the Wall Street Journal. You see it online. It'll show up. The giant ones coming together, breaking apart. But that lower middle market, the small business market, it also is happening all the time. And there are people that go from earning a living, making 100, 200K a year, to getting a windfall of, you know, $35 million coming in. That is why this is important. This is why it's my life's mission to get this out to business owners to understand you can achieve that. I'd like to take the 5.6% and say we're up to 10%, 20%, 25%. But it's only going to take that education, guys like you and I, all these advisors that love business to help, and us coalescing together to make it happen.
Well, that's, we're on a mission to make that 17%, 25%, 30%, 50%, right? Because that's just, it just breaks my heart when I see that, just like you. So, well, folks, you heard it here first. Get your ticket to the Business Transition Summit now at businesstransitionssummit.com and take your first steps toward achieving your dream exit. It's time for you to join the 17% Club and make your dream exit a reality. Now, don't miss out on this exclusive opportunity to gain invaluable insights, connect with industry experts, and discover the strategies that can truly transform your business, just like Steve was saying. Tickets are limited, so act fast and reserve your spot today. Advanced pricing is now open, and this is your last chance to get a discount ticket before we go to regular pricing. Steve, thanks so much for joining us today. Great information, as always.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tom. I really appreciate it. And like Tom said, we'd love to see you guys out at the Business Transition Summit and build a friendship.
Awesome. Thanks to you, our listeners, for joining this episode of the Business Transition Summit podcast. We're glad you're here, and we hope you found it both informative and entertaining, if not scary a little bit, right? Because we need to be thinking about those things. Now, if you don't want to miss any future episodes, just hit that subscribe button where you found this or on your favorite podcast platform. And while you're there, do us a favor and rate this episode and leave us a review, because that helps us to deliver better information to you and to reach more business owners. We look forward to sharing lots more with you on how you can achieve your dream exit as we continue this journey next week. But for now, go to businesstransitionsummit.com to learn about the event and sign up and start the path to making your dream exit a reality. Both Steve and I look forward to seeing you at the Business Transition Summit on May 7th in Westlake, Texas.
The Business Transition Summit is an opportunity for you to educate yourself, empower your business, and execute relentlessly on your exit strategy. Have you heard this stat before? 83% of business owners fail to successfully transition their business. That means that only 17% ever reach their dream exit from their business. Business owners, we don't want that to be you. We want you at the Business Transition Summit to kickstart or continue your dream exit journey. Join us for an unforgettable experience where industry titans, successful entrepreneurs, and top experts converge to share their wisdom, strategies, and secrets to success on exit strategy. Block your whole day on May 7th, 2024. Get your tickets, transform your business and life forever. Visit businesstransitionsummit.com for more information.